Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 62. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast for everyday tech for everyday people. Thanks so much for tuning in again this time. As we move along this week, we're going to join part two of a series that I've been working on. And last week was a really exciting episode for me. I had a whole lot of fun presenting this to you. And if you haven't watched or listened to last week's episode, we discussed SkyWave Linux, and basically it's a Linux distribution specifically made for software-defined radio and amateur radio operators to access the free and open source software that is available to them as radio enthusiasts. And I jumped right in last week, super excited about this episode, because I really had never heard of this before. And really what I wanted to do was talk about a project that has really excited me more than any other project that I've been working on since joining PodNuts, and actually since I've been doing this podcast over the last year or so. So really, this project has sort of sparked an interest in me of hey, I could actually help this project out by promoting them a little bit more. So over the last week, I have reached out to the developer of SkyWave Linux. And his name is Phil. And Phil is an amateur radio operator. And he was excited to definitely see that SkyWave is sort of propagating its way through the podcast and YouTube channels recently. And there's a few other people out there that are really pushing this as well. I'm going to talk about them in a little bit. But Phil is also the developer of something called Mofo Linux. He's been working on other projects since probably about the early 2000s. And he basically said that SkyWave fits a sort of niche environment that he has been looking for a long time. He left me several messages, and I'm going to read parts of those to you now. Basically, he started this project when he wanted a workaround for being able to listen to the BBC without resorting to a VPN when he was in China a few years ago. And SkyWave, in SkyWave, all of the apps are basically complete, and especially when it comes to SDR. Some of them are sort of stripped down on like Android and iOS. So there's a lot of really powerful tools for software-defined radio in SkyWave Linux. And I talked a little bit about those last week. I'm going to talk a little bit more in detail today on those subjects as well. So after going back and forth a few times with Phil and leaving each other messages, couple of things that I wanted to discuss about this project. First of all, this is it's a small project, but I cannot stress enough the need for a distribution like this. And a few people have left comments on the YouTube channel about this as well. Now, one of the things that I talked about last week is this was based off Ubuntu 16.04. And with that, I sort of was wondering what's going to happen down the road when Unity is dropped as Ubuntu's main desktop. So I asked Phil what he plans on doing when it comes to the Unity desktop. And Phil says Unity is pretty, but it uses a lot of resources. He says he's stripped it down and he's still not happy with the performance. He's looked at Mate and Cinnamon. They're quite nice. He's been considering one of those for the next desktop. His main OS for other things than radio is Linux Mint. He likes the Cinnamon desktop quite a bit, but he wants to build a Mate system just to compare the two, what he has right now. And he suggests that maybe he should build a SkyWave Linux system using both without Unity and see which kind of gets traction in the community. I think that's a great idea. I definitely think that any of those suggestions would be a great implementation for SkyWave Linux. I think that there are certainly options available. and I'm not going to be the one to say which way to go. And I'd be curious and helping out and giving a test run to any of those if need be. I'd love to work out some of those in the future. I asked him also if, as a Linux community, we could do something to help him. And sort of behind the scenes here at Podnuts, I have been talking with Steve McLaughlin about this project just briefly several times, explaining to him that this is sort of something that I stumbled across and I got really excited about. And I cannot stress to you how much I want to push this project and help this project out for various reasons. And one of the things that, if I could do anything as a podcaster, is help two different people communicate together to help collaborate on a project. And maybe those who are listening know other people around that are looking for a project to get involved with. And if you are someone who knows the ins and outs of Linux, you're a developer, you are a coder, you are someone who has helped in other projects, and looking for a way to help out in a new community of sorts, I suggest contacting Phil. The easiest way probably is on his Facebook page, the Skywave Linux Facebook page. Just send him a message. He's really looking for and really interested in making Skywave Linux more hardware agnostic. Currently, right now, he explains that Skywave is only AMD 64 compatible for those types of systems. And he really is trying to get Skywave running on any system. So if you know somebody who is capable of maybe helping out in a project like this, please, please, please help us out and get these two in touch with each other so that we can get this Linux desktop running on all sorts of different hardware. I know that there was a few comments on YouTube with a couple of different people that were having issues with things like getting the mouse trackpad to work or getting a mouse to work. I can't recall which off the top of my head. And just odds and ends issues that have come up and cropped up during test trials of this. But even in that case, the same person on YouTube that was having the issues with that was saying, this is great. We need this. We need something out there for software-defined radio. And I'm still learning a little bit about this myself. I spent the last week really jumping in here and learning as best as I could about software-defined radio. And there is a great video that I watched, and I didn't even realize it at first. It's called Hacking the Wireless World with Software-Defined Radio. And this is a security researcher from Black Hat Europe in 2014 talking about exactly what software-defined radio can do and the research he put behind it. And the more that I learn about this, the more it just blows my mind of things that are out there that I didn't even realize was possible. So what I mean by that is I didn't know anything about SDR radio, and watching this video, to give you an example, one of the things that this researcher did is he showed that, and I didn't realize this was a security researcher at first, and I didn't realize it was Black Hat as I was watching this. I guess I wasn't paying all that much attention at first. And he was showing how radio waves are propagated all the time, and most of us don't pay any attention to those. And what he did is he explained how certain things work, like when we go into a restaurant and we get those buzzers that go off when our food is ready or when we're ready to be seated, and explained that those were using radio waves to communicate with the kitchen or with the hostess and back and forth. And radio signals are created to make that buzzer go off. And what he did is he did research and he worked on the project and developed his own software using SDR radio to see the frequencies of these buzzers that go off. And he was actually able to walk into a restaurant with his boss and said he needed to step away for a minute, pulled out his cell phone using SDR radio and software he developed. He then made his boss's buzzer go off to go grab his food, and he brought it up to the wait staff to get his food, and of course his food wasn't ready. Just showing the concept of how dangerous this could have been had it been in a higher situation, you know, a more serious situation, how easy it is to intercept these signals and, you know, cause somebody to move from one location to another just by using these buzzers or whatever it is you want. And a few other examples of this, things like using your key fob for your car, SDR radio can pick up the radio frequencies from the message sending from your key fob to your car, and you can definitely see when the signal is being transmitted using SDR. Another example of this is tracking airlines and tracking airlines. He goes on to show a picture of all the different antennas on an airplane and all the different things that they're broadcasting, such as altitude, their speed, their location, all these different types of radio frequencies being sent. And you can actually watch airlines taking off and landing and seeing what planes are taking off in your area. It's a really neat thing to see. Things every day that you, I guess, wouldn't realize uses radio frequencies, and how they can be manipulated if a person smart enough goes to the extreme lengths to take care of these things. And that's not really what I want to get into with this project, but it just blew my mind that how easy it was for someone to do this. And but at the same time, there are a lot of practical things that I'm finding are really kind of cool about software-defined radio. And so looking in the SkyWave Linux, last week I talked a little bit about QT Linux or QT Radio. I started with that project this week, or that piece of software this week, after learning about things like GNU Radio and being able to connect to servers online, because I didn't have an antenna that I could use at all with software-defined radio. And so I mentioned last week I had some issues with sound, and I thought that I had those resolved in SkyWave Linux because I had sound at one point in time. And I actually reached out to the developer asking him about the best servers to connect to using QT Radio, and he helped me out. And when I connected to them, I could never get a real sound out. I was having some issues. And until just today, I realized that for some reason, my default settings were all changed for some reason. I'm not exactly sure what happened. I had sound running, and then all of a sudden, the default sound got switched to something else. And I could see all the radio waves in QT Radio. I could see that I was picking up signals, but I just didn't have any sound. And I did just happen to go into settings and realize that was the case. And now I've got sound working again in SkyWave. And I'm still guessing that this is pretty early in development with SkyWave. I'm sure it's been around a little while. But the more people that sort of bang on it and try to work through these issues, really is going to make this a more stable project in the future. And that's sort of the way I'm approaching it. So I'm not really bothered by all of these things at this point. I'm trying to see what I can do to help make this project better. So I mentioned last week I didn't have a radio, and I do want to send a special thanks out to Door, the Door-to-Door Geek, who sent me a SDR dongle this week to test out and to sort of review. I just got it in yesterday and had I was late at school last night with a concert, and I've got another concert tonight, and I've had a few minutes to work on this. But basically this SDR dongle, what it is, there's two different antennas that sort of, they're telescopic, and they have a mounting base, and they sort of screw into a USB dongle. And I was rather impressed with these antennas when they arrived. I'll put a link in the show notes. This SDR dongle works with Mac, Linux, and Windows. Basically, I just plugged it in, and it started working right away. There was no configuration I needed with SkyWave Linux. I really, really like that and appreciated that. Just plug and play with this dongle. And you can really, for really inexpensive, for like $20-$25, you can get a radio, and you can see what's happening locally with SDR. You can pick up regular FM channels. You can pick up any type of amateur radio signals, CB frequencies, and so on. You just kind of scan through your frequencies. If you know where to look, you can actually see with something that's called a waterfall. You can see the radio signals being picked up visually in these different types of software. So I've been experimenting with QT radio and also with something called Cubic SDR, which seemed to be a little bit easier to use. QT, I think, is a little older, needs a lot more updating. I think you can scan in and go into more detail and more fine tuning with QT radio. But Cubic SDR is a great example of something that will get you started quickly and help you learn how to use this software. And again, every single thing that I've tried out in SkyWave with this SDR dongle has just worked flawlessly. And I'm really excited to dig in deeper this week and really start using some of this software. I this morning when I got to work, I was excited to try this out before I got into things today. A piece of software called Dump 1090. And what that does, you sort of set your location, your latitude and longitude, and then a frequency correction to sort of hone in these antennas to be a little bit more accurate. And when you do that, you can actually track air traffic in your area. And I wasn't sure how good it was going to work where I was, because I'm sort of in a building that with cement walls, and I don't get cell phone reception in my room at all. But these telescopic antennas are actually good size antennas for what comes with this dongle. And sure enough, it was just plug and play. And within 15 seconds of zoning into my location, it loaded up and it pinged that there was an airplane flying overhead. Now, I live in a mountainous area, and I could only track the airplane for a little while. But when I get a few minutes, I'm actually, when I go home, I'm actually at a much better area that's not so mountainous. And I'd be curious to see what interested in finding out, how many it picks up all at once, and really seeing how powerful this little tool is. So this SDR dongle really makes SkyWave Linux come to life. And it's a RTL-SDR dongle. Comes with two antennas. You can buy it off of Amazon. And thanks again, Dora, for sending this my way, because it really helped me review this project. And I'm going to keep working on this. I've got a lot of great ideas for this little tool. Another person that I want to send a quick thank you to is Kevin Laughlin, who has a YouTube channel under his name. And if you type in his name, Kevin Laughlin, LAUGHLIN, and then SkyWave Linux, you'll come up to his channel. He has done so many great videos on the software in SkyWave Linux, done a far better job than I could have. He knows he's been in this situation far longer than I have. I'm just the new guy. I'm just the newbie on this when it comes to this, and I really don't know a whole lot about it yet. But definitely, if you're interested in this, check out his videos. He's been posting them frequently here recently, and just give a big thanks out to him for doing those videos, because he's really done an excellent job on that. And I'll put those in the show notes as well. With that, there are a couple of apps that I've checked out for iOS. Smart SDR is a great SDR app for iOS, and also for Android, GLSDR would be a great Android app. And because of this app on Android, one of the projects I would love to try out is I would love to try to download this on my Remix Mini and see if I can plug in the SDR dongle into the Remix and have a mini PC hooked up to this SDR app and see if I can use that. I'm really curious if that works. I you know, don't have high hopes for it to trying, but it gives me something to try out this weekend. So there's some really cool things going on here with software-defined radio. And as I learn more about it in the future, I'll probably come back to this and really go in depth. It's a whole lot of, to me, what the deal is it's really fun to see things and hear things that you didn't know were there, that are around us all the time. And there are radio waves propagating all over the place and just seeing what's out there, what's available. For instance, last night I was listening to the East Coast TechNet over the radio waves, and there's people talking from all over the world on this Eastern Reflector, it's called. It's a bunch of repeaters that are connected together on the East Coast, and there was guys from Florida talking to guys in Buffalo, New York, talking to guys in Los Angeles, and it was all over the place. And this happens every Tuesday night over the airwaves, and it's really awesome to take a look at it. And things like Skywave make it much more easy to zone into all of these different frequencies, the different, like 2 meter and 10 meter and 70 centimeter and all those different, types of frequencies that are out there. And as I mentioned, I last week, things like Echolink, I mentioned to the developer that Qtel would be something great to add. And he's always open to things that, help, hams to their ability to communicate with each other. So he's all in for anything like that. So I've had a couple of comments on how to improve this. And if anybody, as I mentioned, is interested in helping this project, please contact me or contact Phil at Skywave Linux. This really is a great project. There's, it really fits a need that a lot of people have currently, and I'm getting lots of feedback on that. And even if you don't know anything about radio, you don't need to be afraid to contact them. If you are you've built your own Linux distro and you know how to make things like hardware compatibility between other devices, please get in touch with them and get them on the right track. And let's make this available to anybody out there who wants to be able to use this type of software. So thanks for all the feedback I've gotten on this episode. I'm going to stop here and I will probably continue one more week with this after I've learned how to use the SDR dongle a little bit and really show you what it's capable of and start getting into depth with some of this software. So stick with me. Now we're going to get into the nitty gritty of this and what it can actually do. And if you are also out there trying SDR or Skywave Linux, send me a message and let me know if you've gotten it to work. Have you, what types of things you've tried, what types of things you've done. And I know that there are some issues, you know, and we've sort of talked about those things too. As I mentioned, I'm pushing this project and maybe we can come together as a community and help this project grow and get off the ground and running and get this out there for people to use and get more Linux users, number one, and helping another community out as well. So you could send me an email, mrptechreviews@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the other great shows at Podnuts. And if you're looking for somebody else to support, the guys over at Podnuts could use your support, even if it's something as simple as a $1 monthly donation. That would really help out over there. Just go to podnuts.com and click the subscribe button and help them out because they help me out in so many different ways. I'm going to stop there because I'm running short on time, but thanks so much for listening. We will see you next time.